And we're live. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to FUT in Review. I lost count of the amount of episodes we already did, so that's probably a good thing. Thank you all for tuning in live tonight. As you know, we're live every Friday on Twitch, on twitch.tv/footcoaching. You can follow us live. If you like the show, drop us a like, a follow, mention, feedback. Everything is perfectly fine and much appreciated. We have a bit of a weird show tonight. We're going to try some fun new things, I think. Yngvi, are you ready for that?
I'm ready.
Also, we are, and I don't do this very often, we are looking to get some Twitch affiliated soon. For that, we need some minor amount of followers still. So if you don't happen to follow the show yet on Twitch, drop us a follow on Foot Coaching and we can actually get that last couple of followers. I think we need 4 more. So next week should be really doable. I think it's time for a new intro by Infrared Flare and then we'll start the show properly.
Drop it. You.
I so still love that song. It's now my ringtone as well. And it's actually so good, I don't actually answer my phone anymore. It's a bad joke, but it has to be made. So, Yngvi, second or third official week of FIFA, right? Fourth already, yeah. Actually losing time. I think third.
Yeah, something like that. It's good. We're live and things are working, so
that's happy days. And that's always good. Better than last week, but we're a little bit late. So this week for the show, we're going to try some new stuff. We have received some feedback and we have looked critical at our own shows. What we will do is always review our current squad. We pick out some players from that squad and we say something good or very ugly about those players. And then we have to look at the team of the week and the current promo. The promo which we wanted to do tonight was the foot icon swaps. Think I said that correctly, icon swaps. But they weren't live, but they are now. So we're going to improvise those into the show and just have a quick look, I think. And next week we'll actually have some icons to properly review and we'll show them some footage as well. Yngvi, shall we have a look at your squad this week first? Is that a proper idea?
Yeah, we can start with mine. That's fine.
Then I've got here your team, which shall I just name them? You want to name them? You go ahead. And also tell everyone in which formation you are playing.
I'm playing the 4-4-1-1 mostly. So I'm not going the meta style at least. I have different options to swap during the match, but I use 4-4-1-1 primarily though. So yeah. Then in my team, Akuna, he goes central midfield and Lucas will go wide. Dalglish will be center forward and then Drogba is the striker.
It sure looks like an awesome team though.
Yeah, I'm very happy with it. So I had to cut some corners to be able to afford and fit everything, but it plays really well. So I'm very happy with it.
Yeah, I think you should be. If we say this week, we're taking like three players selecting. If you say I want to highlight three players out of this or downlight them, actually, that's also a possibility. Which players would you pick? I see Sissoko in it, which is in almost every team at this stage of the game.
Sissoko is there for chemistry.
Oh, he's only for chemistry. You could have picked Vieira, but he's not good enough, so you pick Sissoko, right?
He was the cheapest decent option. So, he plays better than his stats suggest, though. His passing is not... Well, he passes a little bit better than Vieira did for me on 19, so I shouldn't complain. But he's very solid, though. He's a very good card. A little bit overpriced, maybe, but at least he plays like the value he goes for me, at least, though. So, I talked about Dalglish last week, still great. So not going to mention him more. I just started using Dropa, and he's been really good. He struggled a little bit if there's delay because he will not shoot as quickly. But when the gameplay is decent, he is really good. He feels much better on the ball than the stats should suggest. He's got incredible shooting, and he's very, very strong.
And he's expensive, I think.
Yeah,
1.3 million.
Yeah, he's very expensive. I got him cheaper though, but still, it's expensive though. So, well, I wanted to try him since the game started, so I'm happy I could afford him. But the hidden gem, I think, is Sakuna. He can play in so many positions. I'm using him central midfield low, and he feels kind of like Kante in the style, with left foot though, and with a little bit better shooting as well. So
just saying, really we're fun. Talking about the 81 left winger from Sporting.
Yep. So just you can just put Backbone on him, and he's ready to go. You can also put Shadow, of course, if you want more pace, but I think I just put Backbone on him. So just got, I think he got 86 or something as CDM.
Yeah.
So, those stats are more than good enough than me for me then. And of course, he's got a good shooting as well. And he's got quite high composure, which is always nice.
So basically, you slipped into your multi-million coin team, you slipped in a 1,000 coin player, and he's your MVP every match.
Well, he is one of the good performers every match, yeah. He hasn't disappointed me yet, so.
If you would review him for 1,000 coins?
I can do a review on him. A friend of mine told me that. Try this guy, he can play central midfield. And I said, okay, hi, I like that, and good stats. And I threw a Backbone to be able to get some defensive stuff on him. And, well, he played like Kante with a better passing for me, because I had Kante and I struggled missing a lot of passes. So
you replaced Kante for Acuna?
For budget purposes and be able to afford had to sell Kante, yeah. Kante is very fun, but once he gets the ball, then I can't do any fancy passing with him. I struggle, but winning the ball, Kante is very good. But this guy has the passing as well, so I'm happy with that.
So one of the highlights, Acuna. Any more highlights of your team?
Theo Hernandez, left back. He really surprised me after he suggested I should try him. I had Rosillon before. But this guy plays just as well, and is a little bit stronger as well. He doesn't look anything special. I think I put Guardian on him to boost his agility, balance, and defending. And he is really good.
Yeah, so it's a 76 rated left back from AC Milan. Yeah. French, yeah. Which helps, of course.
Yeah.
Also left-footed and pretty tall, 6 feet or 184. Centimeter. And Kingpin asks, why aren't we using his inform card?
Well, I have got 2,000 coins left, so I need 50,000 more. So I might be able to pick him up after the rewards on Thursday if I have a good week. So it's on the to-do list.
The 81 looks really nice, though.
Yeah.
But for everyone not able to afford top tier cards yet, this card plays like a pretty top tier card already, right?
Yeah, I liked him better than Fallon Mendy, for example, and I like him better than Roussillon. So, I liked him a little bit better than Alex Tejas as well. So, for my style, he's really good, though.
So, you're actually running a cheap Beast FC with two icons.
Darren says Ingvis Poryong has two icons. Thank you.
The rest of the team seems pretty top tier though. Any other players you want to comment about?
think I have to mention Laurent. I had him before and he felt okay-ish, but then I tried some other options and didn't work, and I put him back in, and then I started getting more control in the when did my defending. So he is really good at intercepting and breaking up play, and he works really well with Longley. So that makes me able to use O'Block and of course French goalkeepers if I want as well. So well, I'm really happy about Varane. He's very expensive, but he's starting to show his worth at the moment.
Awesome, awesome. So there's 3.2 million squad in week three. All right. Really curious how your team looks with Christmas on. shall we have a quick look at my team?
Yeah.
So my team is not that impressive compared with Ingvi. It's just 1.3 million. So it's not even half of your team. But it consists out of Ter Stegen, which is untradeable actually. So I had a discussion with someone who's in the chat who said you should get O'Block. You should get Ter Stegen, but I already had O'Block, but I picked Ter Stegen untradeable, so did trade that. So that's cool. In front of Ter Stegen I've got Alex Telles, one of my favorite left backs from last year. Eder Militao next to him. Of course 81 rated, but still very good. Sergio Ramos, which I'll be right back on. Odriozola, the right back from Real Madrid. Then I'm playing this in a 4-4-2. This is the way it's set up. If people are looking with me on screen, it's not how I start the game, but it is how I play in game. I got Willian on the right wing, and I got Douglas Costa on the left wing. So two Brazilians. I got Alan from Napoli and Kante in the central midfield. And on top I've got Bobby Firmino, who has been totally nuts for me. Next to a fresh icon which I haven't played yet, Patrick Kluivert. So I won a draft like 2 hours ago, and I got a rare player pack and a 5k pack, and the rare player pack contained nothing, and Kluivert came out of the 5k pack. So bring on that icon, first owner objective for me.
Really helpful to get Patrick Kluivert. I'm not sure my striker is gonna be, but it's nothing like yours. But I'm happy for you though.
Thanks. I can't wait to test them. So I can't review them yet. What I will promise is that I will make some footage, and it'll be on the list for next week because I know a lot of people are curious how he actually plays. I'll talk about the 88 Patrick Kluivert, so also the top tier now, the mid icon in total. So we're going to have a look at that. Players I want to highlight is Sergio Ramos. Very underrated this year. I see people playing with Militao and Varane, of course, and Ramos isn't that expensive with 164,000 on Xbox and 187 on PlayStation, so a bit more expensive on PlayStation, but Varane is obviously a lot higher. Stats look a bit worse than last year, but I still like the high medium work rates, the aggressive style, especially in the new meta where people try to force a through ball. Ramos usually intercepts those, which is perfect for me. So I really recommend Ramos. Manual defending is a must though, but I really like him. Then an obvious choice perhaps, but I want to highlight Kante, who is very expensive, 320,000, 370,000 on PlayStation actually, so much pricier on PlayStation. You tried him as well, Ingvi, and had some problem with his passing, right?
Yeah, I struggled.
To be fair, I don't have the problem. He's like a terrier on steroids. It's insane for me. All over the pitch, he just bites your opponent in, and I think if you look at Ramos and Kante, they aren't leaving my team this at least for a long while now, unless I replace them with icons or something, but for now they're just gonna stay in. I don't see any reason to change that. One card which I usually love every year but can't seem to get working this year is Willian. He scored some free kicks for me, so that's a good thing. But he didn't change much. His defending is still okay, but his high work rate still works. He's still fast, but I've no idea what it is. But I just can't get going with him. He scored one goal in 17 matches now. To compare it with, for example, Douglas Costa, who scored 12 goals in those 17 matches on the other side of them. And I did try to turn them around, but he feels a little like not fast enough and just not strong enough. And if you compare him to Douglas Costa, there isn't much difference. So Costa is faster, but that's it. But yeah, Willian just can't seem to work, and he'll probably be the first player to be replaced. And yeah, I think you and Andrew recommend that trying Bill on the right side. So that might be one of the players I will be trying for next week, actually. No remarks on my squad.
Yeah, it looks really nice though. I'm just a little bit curious about Bobby Firmino. It's like a very good card as well.
Yeah, so Bobby has been great. I'm looking at his stats, which I noted myself: 17 matches, 21 goals, and 9 assists. So, yeah, he's been all over the place. He's been he's playing for me, of course, as a striker in the 4-4-2. He played next to Lucas, and I think Lucas is worse, a far more worse card than Firmino. Firmino does for me. He actually scores headers, so that's something in this game which I haven't had a striker doing much before. But he does it, and I'm just so damn curious about how clever it's going to be for me.
It's going to be great, but you can sub Lucas for William if you want to. For example,
Perhaps. I see some shouts out coming in for the Odriozola card. He's fast though, and that's basically all I need on my right back, because I use both my wing backs on overlap, join the attack, so they don't really have to defend. Bellerin is an option which I could try, which is also said in chat. But he won't be an option if I use Bill anymore. So if I get Bill in, then Odriozola will stay. I might try Carvajal, perhaps. But so far, I don't think Odriozola. I think he's a cheap card. He's fine thus far. He only has to pass the ball back and make a run for goal.
you can get Dembele and Semedo as well. You got the coins.
Yeah, that's an option. And yeah, I do have the coins, so maybe that's something for next week. But I'm not going to change anything in Drew Weekend League. That's what I said until I packed Clivert. But I'm definitely not going to change much more.
No.
So, but thanks for the shout out for Bellerin. Ingvi, we had some players selected from the team of the week. In general, what do you think about team of the week before we show them?
Well, I didn't get the James Milner one, so it was hugely disappointing for me. So I'm still upset about that. There are some nice players, but I wish, Semedo, I wish he was right back, but he played left back, so fair enough. And, the high-rated ones are really not... Well, they look nice... And they're a good price if you sell them, but they don't exceed the non-informs much yet. So it's nice if you like them. Yeah, so I wouldn't buy any of the high-rated ones now, unless it was needed for something like SPC or something that you really, 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 really have to do. But if you want to try Dybala, just use his non-inform. It's just as good. So.
Yeah, no dynamic image because he's in Piemonte Calcio instead of Juventus.
Yeah, so no dynamic picture on the informs from them either. So,
So talking about Dybala, he's 300,000. That's not definitely not worth like the regular is 100,000, something like that.
Yeah, Yeah.
Shall we have a look at the players you've actually selected first? We've spoken about Dybala first.
Yeah. Alejandro Gomez is a fun card. I tried it on. Really fun card. I don't think I would pay extra for the info now. The card looks nice, but I don't think it's worth the extra coins yet, though. But
not very expensive.
No, it's not very expensive, but still more expensive than his non-info. Though. But if you pack him, you should try him, though. It's a nice card, but I think I would sell and just, well, still pick up the non-info. It's nice, but it's not nothing special upgrade. Yeah.
Yeah, the difference is negligible, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, but it's a nice looking card, but it's like 100,000 more than yeah. So, I wouldn't pay 100,000 for the colors, though.
So we're gonna scrape the ball off. I'm not gonna try him. We not recommend play. It's actually use him unless you, of course, pack him in your red card. Else, get the non-inform. Same goes for Gomez.
Yeah.
Hernandez, though. The left back, which we just discussed in your squad.
Yeah, he looks really nice. I'm going to hopefully get him during the week sometime. So, and put him in my team.
He's going to be the left back of all Serie A teams now, right?
Well, yeah, if the price drops and it's not going to go much up, then for sure, yeah. It's around 55 or something now, 50k on Xbox at least. So, I think it might drop 5-10k more, so I'm gonna pick him up during the week, maybe Monday if I can, and try. It looks really nice.
So we'll be seeing a review from him soon.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah.
Awesome. I think the most desired card this week, Nelson Semedo, left back card.
Yeah, it's a nice card, but he's right-footed, and I think he has got 3-star weak foot, so he's not ideal. I got 4-star skills though, which is nice. But he looks nice. But of course, I wish he was right back. You can do some switching in game, of course. But it's a nice looking card, and the non-inform is really good for me. So.
Also very expensive. Yeah. The non-informer is 37k and 46 on PlayStation.
Yeah.
And the informer is double and left back. It's cool that they changed. That's what we said before, that they changed the positions though.
Yeah, he played left back, so that's nice. So, well, it can probably work fine. But
there's value in this card, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, but, it's a good card.
I'd rather have him right back so I can actually plant them in my squad.
Yeah.
But no. On the other hand, 80k for probably the left back. The best left back you can get in La Liga now. Although I really like Marcelo because I like the attack with him. But this card looks fun. And if you pack this one in your for Champions reward, shouldn't be too disappointed with it.
No, that's a nice pick, weekend league pick.
Talking about weekend league pick, you picked another one we've selected, Steven Bergwijn.
Yeah.
Which suddenly became a central midfielder instead of a right winger.
I think he's a cam when you pack him. So it changes the positions when you put them on foot window. So, but I think he actually has to be my first owner striker. Player.
Well, you could do far worse though, 90 pace instead.
Yeah,
shots. It's about the same as Malen, I think.
Yeah, so he's good, but of course the 2-star weak foot is a little bit annoying. But hopefully he doesn't try to use it often, so he can play wide as well. So cutting from the right side should be an option as well. So he doesn't have too bad stats. It's not ideal striker material, but he links fine with wants to watch Promise.
I put a sniper on him and he's got 91 finishing though. Yeah, so, and he's fast enough on his main card as well.
And he's strong.
Good dribbling, he's strong. His stamina is there for that position. Yeah, definitely recommended. He isn't expensive though. Between 34,000 and 38,000, somewhere in that range. For Dutch midfielder, which fits next to De Jong, Wijnaldum. We got Malen already. We got the Promes one to watch. We're really seeing Van Dijk, of course. We see a lot. De Ligt, I see more than I expected since we talked about him last week. So this, it's cool to have this card as a central midfielder.
Yeah, it's a nice card.
If you are rocking a Dutch squad, just send in the Dutch squad because I'm really curious in what the possibilities are of that and how good that would be. But Bergwijn, we'll wait for your total review. But so far, so good, right?
Yes, promising.
Damn, we should have promised last week. Promise next this week, then I could make a perfect bridge. But hey. Talk about, let's do the team of the week first. I want to end with Wesley, because that's actually a pretty fun card, I think. But let's do Adama first from Wolves.
Yeah, well, that's, many were a little bit hyped about him, but from what I've seen, he's very fast, and he's very fast. That's what I've seen. Many say that it's so good, but I haven't faced him yet, though. But I've seen some clips. He runs like fast as crazy, but he got 4-star skills and 2-star weak foot, so you can probably run overlap, do a cross, but
and he's Spanish. I'll be right back.
He can be linked around. He'd probably be decent in a 3-5-2 or something like that.
Yeah, I'm now suddenly wondering why I'm rocking Odriozola and everyone recommended Bellerin and not him.
Yeah, but I think Bellerin has got better stats, probably passing as well from Bellerin, and defensive awareness, for example, 32.
Yeah, true, but this card is so fast that for my case, for example, I only need them to do overlaps and pass the ball back or take a shot now and then. He's got 87 shot power and you can't really max out his speed much more.
No, that's true. So
maybe if you throw a sniper on this card, he gets actually 83 finishing.
Yeah.
96 agility.
Yeah, you can run fast with him.
But it's a cool card. But yeah, he's fast. I'm thinking Pyman says in chat, Darren says in chat, he's totally right.
Yeah, he can play Saint-Maximin at the right back.
I remember he talked to the guy who played Mbappe 3 months as right back last year, though.
Yeah.
Which went pretty well.
Yeah.
Last one, team of the week, which we wanted to discuss, is Wesley. Wesley is a striker, of course, for Aston Villa. Very tall, 6'3", 191 centimeters tall. 3-star. He's Brazil, which always helps. He is Premier League material, 82 rated, and he's only between 13,000 and 17,000 coins. But he has 97 strength, Ingvi.
Yeah, it's probably a very good holding striker, but he's got high, so he can probably work up and down the pitch for a while as well. So, and do a job. He's got decent stats all over. Kind of strange he didn't get that once to watch card, though, which is strange.
They gave that one to Joe Linton, I think.
Yeah, probably pleased down a little bit with Joe Linton, but
on the other hand, if they gave him a one to watch card, he probably would never get any from this game.
Yeah, that's true. So, but it's an underrated card, I think. And Darren says it reminds him of Inform Turam from last week. So yeah, they're quite similar, I think. So,
which I actually tried as a super shop, the Turam card. I think you recommended might actually be Darren's recommendations to you, which you passed on to me. So I got him on my bench, the Turam card, and he's strong. He's actually surprisingly good. He's not Bobby Formot. I don't think I will be replacing Kluivert with him, But as a sub, he actually can make a difference. And I think this card, if you've got him in rewards, it's nice to have him in. It will do you some good in the first owner's objective. Easy to link. I don't think you have to underestimate this card at this stage of the game. Just too bad headers aren't a thing anymore.
That's true, but still, I think it should be able to score a header or two with a little bit of luck as well.
And he's just damn impressive big to see.
Yeah, it's really nice.
But this is one of the cards which I didn't go into investing in. I didn't actually take in Andrew's tips for this week. We'll do that again next week. But this is one of the cards you can buy cheap and will probably rise once the first SBCs hit, where you have to fit in Brazilian of Premier League players.
Yeah.
And he's fairly cheap. So.
Yeah.
And we also had some special cards this week. Some made me laugh, some made me cry, some made me cheer, but mostly cry. do you want to do the honors? Take one. Do your end.
The first one we got was Theo Walcott, which is, of course, he's very fast. I faced him a lot in Rivals, and of course he's fast, but I don't think I've ever seen any card miss so many 100% chances in the box. Open goals, along with the goalkeeper running through. Yeah, he gets in the positions, but I don't know, he didn't seem to be able to push the ball over the line, at least when I faced him, and I'm not a good defender. So Oblak is of course a good goalkeeper, but I don't know, he should at least score 5-6 goals in the matches I've in total, though, over the matches I faced him, but no chance. He couldn't, he was like shooting over the goal from like 5 meters and straight at the goalkeeper, and as Darren would say, it's another Saint Maximin. So
which I see a lot as well, though.
Yeah, so it's a decent card. It's probably good for the first owner objective, but I think it's way too expensive for what you get.
Yeah so I think the big plus of this card is its design. So I really like this card design.
Yeah.
And that's it. Sorry, but you can't seriously ask for 130,000. Coins to get in sink into an tradable SBC for an 85 rated Premier League winger, which will be replaced within a month. And his only good things is he's fast. That's it.
I would rather get the Sterling normal card.
Yeah, but then you say liquid and you can always sell, albeit with a bit of loss maybe, but you're throwing a big portion of your capital into an untradeable card in week 3. And that untradeable card isn't that good, in my honest opinion.
I kind of, if you're an Everton fan, of course, do the card, but you must be a really big fan of Theo Walcott to justify the price, I think. Probably fun and things, but some might be able to get him to score some goals, but from what I've seen, looks difficult.
We both didn't do him, right?
I'm not going to do him, no. Stay away.
stay away. But then, you got... Oh, man, you're going to... I always get dented for pronouncing names weird, so I'm going to leave this one especially up to you.
Lukas Piszczek.
Damn, I should make a clapping band. Like Lukas Piszczek, yes.
Yeah.
Right back from Dortmund. He's just a bit more expensive than
Theo Walcott, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, the Bundesliga have been like screaming for a really good right for a while. I don't know if he's the solution. He's a good, it looks like a good card stats wise. This is a card I would like to have seen maybe last year with the crossing and everything. So it's a very good card all around. You can probably play him as a CDM, for example. But I don't know if he's going to play that much better than some of the other Bundesliga options. That's another question. I think the Mbabu card, which I've tried, is really good. So I'm not sure that he's going to be like a super huge upgrade worth 155,000 coins more than Mbabu.
Yeah, I got three big problems with this card. I'm just going to go on a rampage here, so just stop me. Not right now, because I just need to finish one of those points. But 160,000 coins. Hello? That's a bit much. Especially if you compare it to the one front right back, which you got last year, which was Spanish, so it could be much easier to link. This is, with all due respect, is a Polish right back. He has a perfect link to a Kanji. Yay! Which is absolute in like a month, I think. He has medium. So even if he was 40k, I wouldn't want him in my team as right back. A medium right back. Never want a medium fullback. And he's just too damn slow to be properly used in Weekend League, for example. Set him to next to that walkout card we just saw. And you're gone, right?
Yeah. The only he has passed to Lewandowski, of course, which is nice for those first owner hybrids. And he has a strong link to EF Delaney, which is a really good card, and Witzel, which are also very good.
That I totally.
But then you're locked to Bundesliga on the right side, pretty much, already with those cards and. I can't see that Piszczek should have a team of this season type of form, so I doubt he'll get a team of the season card.
Else he wouldn't have had a flashback card now. I mean, flashback cards aren't usually used for cards that are of players that aren't performing well, right?
Like Bobby Firmino last year.
Yeah, there goes my point live on air.
But I understand your point now. Yeah, I agree. But, well, it's probably a fun card. But
you getting it?
No.
Me neither. But do you have to admit, if you are playing Bundesliga, you are committing to Bundesliga, then this card might actually fill that gap. But I still think in a month time, there will be an inform. If Mbabu gets a goal and an assist in, he'll be much better than this card, right?
Yeah.
And tradable, so
yeah, that's also true.
Our tip is don't do it, kids. Am I correct?
I wouldn't do it, no, unless you have too much coins that you have no clue what to spend on, then don't do it. If not,
spending on 5k packs, we've all seen how that worked out today.
Yeah,
talking about working out, Aubameyang from Arsenal got a player of the month card. I'm going to start with, he's 500,000 coins, the SBC. And before it's a good thing I'm standing, else I would just, if I sit on the chair, I would fall over now, I think. Before I start my rant, just, you take it. So.
Yeah, it's expensive, I think, for, I don't know if it was 20, upgrade or something like that to his non-inform. It's like barely nothing. Last year we got, I think, two or three steps up from the highest card already, which was okay, but now you get plus one. It's like pretty much like the Champions League cards on 19. And the color is nice, the design is nice, but I don't know why they made this card, because it's not really anything special compared to the normal card.
Exactly my point.
It's probably a good card, but not for that price. I think it's way
just
too
saying
expensive.
That the regular card goes for a whopping
100k less.
Yeah, 180k less. So in place in these 350 and 328 on Xbox.
Yeah. So
and there's Yeah, zero to no difference, except for the nice. This is a nice looking card. So if you're into that, do it. If you're a content creator like Kingpin says in chat, you do this as well. But no, right? Perfect card, definitely 4.5 stars with ease. I mean, 4 stars, he's strong, he's fast. He's not strong, but he's fast. He can do much, and like, he can do anything. But just take the 88.
It's too expensive now this early, and unless you have a Premier League, a few Premier League players around him, or icons, it's not easy to hybrid either, so get a little bit locked as well. Gabon is not the most represented nation on...
How well would you put that?
So...
A Premier League is easy to link, though.
Yeah, that's true. It's a very good card. You can play in several positions, but I wouldn't lock out 500k for an untradeable card now, this early. And he's probably going to get an inform within a few weeks anyway, so then you already blew the card. So
if he gets an inform, I'm just wondering, does he get an 89 inform or 90 right away?
I'm pretty sure he's going to get an 89 one. Uh-huh. Probably almost identical stats, maybe a few different one stats than the ones he got now, which is like, I don't like those upgrades. It's like useless, really.
Yeah, but it's been the case this far, right? I mean, last year, we, of course, when we did the show, we had a lot of Team of the Season cards, which you could actually review. Which a huge upgrade over the normal cost, and halfway through the year, Team of the Week already became a bit obsolete, and they started slow this year. There are not many cards, even for us, worth discussing, actually. Unless people send, of course, reviews in, we can discuss them. That's why we actually went in the show with, let's also discuss our teams and review players which we just played or recommend to players.
It could have been funny, for example, Aubameyang scored 3-headed goals, and then his inform would get a crazy boost with the jumping and heading as the main boosts, and then inform boosts on other type of stats. Or, for example, if he had some crazy long shots or free kicks, then that particular inform would get boosts in shooting, curve, free kick accuracy, and things like that. But these informs does not get that, so they're like... just small steps up, which is not worth it, and not very special in my opinion, though.
Thus far, no special cards are worth it. Don't do those SBCs, kids. After the show, we'll be online on stream. We'll have a quick look at the foot swaps, but we'll have a proper dive into that next week, I think, where we can actually prepare them in time, since they were delayed. Envy, before I go to one of the sent in review, which is the player which you are going to make some content. So next week we are going to try to make each of us brings a 2-minute player review. So we're going to try a player for 1 week during the week league as well, and trying to make some clips for me. Trying to make 2 minutes of clips, and in those 2 minutes you give your review. After 2 minutes we end the review. So if you don't talk or not giving your final review score, it's over. Which of the players are you going to try for next week? Because next week we'll probably have that prepared. Which is the player you? Or who's the player you're going to review in 2 minutes next week with footage?
I would either do Acuna, the left winger that plays central midfield, or I'm going. My review time on the inform Atal from the French league. It's a left winger card, but he usually plays, I think, right or left back, so he's a versatile player as well. So one of those two.
I like that one. I like Atal really much. I like the Acuna one because it's a low rated player which everyone could afford, and I like the Atal one because he was a perfectly good right back last year, and his left winger card looks so much fun, but he just doesn't fit my squad. Oh, looking forward to that. You do get only two minutes though, so if you're using those, you can do it both, but then it's gonna be a quick review. We're gonna make a timer in the screen counting down, so So just to make you a bit nervous.
No pressure.
I had someone in mind until I pulled Patrick Kluivert this afternoon. So it's going to be Patrick Kluivert, which I will make some footage of and do a 2-minute review. And it might be worth comparing him to his 86 next week. The 86 is in the foot swaps and the icon swaps now, so people can actually see it. Get him. I have no idea how much he is just yet, but we'll see next week and go into that. Do you want to go into the send-in review?
Yeah, that would be cool.
Awesome. We've got a send-in review by a friend of the show and also co-host of the What the Foot podcast, Adam, or at Foot Frankenstein on Twitter, if you follow him. It's a long one though, but I'll be reading it. Let me scrape my throat. I'm gonna put our dear friend Aubameyang from screen because he's done for. Here we go. A Rashford review. Is he a baby Cristiano or is he a Crapino? He's used him with Hunter chemistry, and he says Rashford has the stats that jump off the page. 99 pace, 88 shooting, 6'1", high height work rates, and 5-star skills. Once you play him, however, as good as he is, somehow you feel like something's missing. Don't get me wrong, Adam says. At this stage in FIFA, the Rashford is an amazing card. The issue is a little deeper than that. 78 composure should mean he's good under pressure. Yet, still something feels like it's slightly off. Thus far, it's a good written review, though. Who can hit the post 4 times in one game when through on goal? Who can put volleys into row Z even with 91 volley? Who can score 3 goals and still leave you angry with him? Marcus Rashford can. I wish it wasn't the case, but he's not on the level of Depay. Depay, for his part, does the business and you can feel semi-confident shooting with him. Rashford, you know, even if it's perfectly lined up, has the ability to kill an old lady in the crowd. 79 long shots shouldn't feel like 7.9 out of 100 long shots. Ben Yedder has rubbish long shots, but you can have confidence that it'll go somewhere near the goal. Look, for many of you, Rashford will do the job you want, and honestly, he's a good pickup if you pack him or get him untradeable like I did. He does have saving graces, such as the high work rate and his pace. He will get about and influence the game in more ways than shooting. Paying 80k for him is actually insanity though. He, like the real Rashford, is missing a little something that separates the Rashfords of the world to the Mbappes. Adam says, shooting, he gives him 7 out of 10. Pace, 9 out of 10. Passing, 7 out of 10. Dribbling, 7 out of 10. Defending, 7 out of 10, relatively speaking, and don't stick him at bloody central defender, he says. And he's getting an overall score of 7 out of 10. So, I first want to applaud Adam for sending a proper review like this. This is more than we have expected. Like, we've asked people to get send some reviews in, and thank you for that. But this was such an extensive one, and good. Well, how you say, lead by example? This is a great one, don't you think, Ingvi?
Yeah, it's great.
Have you played Rashford yourself?
No, I've conceded lots of goals versus him. So I think I face the broken Rashford every time I face him. So he puts 2, 3, 4 goals past me every time.
He didn't kill any nets from you.
He's fast.
Do you hear that in the background already?
No.
I think it's our outro song. Which means, I don't know about you, but I think we're done for this week with the recording. We'll stay on stream for a bit. At least I will. I don't know if the time to do. But yeah. I'm sure gonna have a look at those foot swaps on stream now.
Yeah, that's gonna be interesting.
So if you'd like to discuss that, stick with us. Ingvi, I want to thank you for skipping your work party tonight. To be part of the show.
And, that's my pleasure.
And we'll hope to see you next week. So please, as I asked already, just give us a follow on Twitch. We could really appreciate that. We'll stay on, we'll put the record off, and we'll hope to see you next week in Foot in Review.